It's WNYC's countdown to the 2010 elections. The 2008 election saw voters come out in record numbers. But next week's election is expected to draw far fewer people to the polls, perhaps signaling a return to the lackluster turnout we've seen for years. It's a Free Country. WNYC's dedicated election website has been looking at the nitty-gritty of voter participation. And reporter Eileen Markey joins me now. Eileen, what I just said is pretty much the mantra that everybody goes by. Voter participation has been on the decline for years. By and large, Americans just aren't terribly involved in their democracy. But your reporting found that may not be the case.
Right. I spoke to Michael McDonald. He's a professor of government and politics at George Mason University and a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute. And his work shows that we've got the numbers all wrong. He analyzed turnout as a percentage of eligible voters, not just as a percentage of people of voting age. And looking at turnout as a fraction of everybody in the country over 18 gives you an inaccurately low number. McDonald says, as we know, there are lots of people who can't vote because they aren't citizens or because they're incarcerated. Those two populations have actually been increasing dramatically just during these years when we thought voter participation has been going down. So instead, he looks at actually eligible voters. And when you do that, you get a very different result.
Once you took into account those factors, turnout rates for those who were eligible to vote had remained steady since 1972. In fact, you could go all the way back to 1908 and see that turnout rates were pretty much steady since all the, you know, for the last century.
Voter turnout's always somewhere between 50 and 60%. It's been creeping up in the last 20 years, and then in 08, we were all the way up to 61.8%. But McDonald says don't expect that level of involvement next week.
Certainly 2008, a historic election. America elected its first black president, Barack Obama. Why are fewer people expected to vote in next week's elections?
Well, midterm elections always attract less attention than the presidential race. Young people and people of color who came out in record numbers in 08 were an aberration. The news isn't that they might not come next week. It's that they did show up 2 years ago. So political scientists say that the people most likely to vote in any election are richer, whiter, better educated, and older than the country as a whole. It's a very skewed electorate, and midterm elections are even more skewed in that regard. McDonald says that something we in the media often get wrong when we try to figure out the reason for things is how this works.
A good example of this is looking at disappointed Obama voters. Now, young people weren't going to vote anyway in midterm elections. The surprising thing would be if they actually do show up to vote, then that would be quite remarkable.
Remember all that talk in 2008 of young people coming together, people of color, and this was not going to be an aberration. They were going to create these coalitions and this ongoing movement. What McDonald is suggesting is that we shouldn't have expected that to happen.
Right. That might be the case in some personal situations, but it's hard to argue with 100 years of data and trends.
So why this unbalanced electorate? Why don't younger people or people of color or people who make less money vote in greater numbers? What's holding them back?
It is puzzling. I mean, you look at the turnout rates, even in the Obama election, in neighborhoods that you'd think would have the greatest need for government services, the most interest in getting out and trying to change how the country works. And turnout is just terrible. Even in 08, if you looked very closely at certain districts, the turnout was very low. People who work on this professionally say there's a whole variety of reasons why turnout is different according to class and according to neighborhood. Some of those are personal reasons and some of them are institutional. Since a lot of people tend to tune into an election just in the last 2 weeks, we could really increase voter turnout if we had same-day registration. There's a few states that do this, and those that do have 5 to 7% higher voting rates. We could also shift responsibility for how you maintain voter registration away from the individual and to government. Here, obviously, every time you move, you have to fix your registration and make sure it's up to date at your new address and your new district. In some European countries, the government just keeps track of that, and you're able to vote wherever you move.
But I know that the paperwork can be cumbersome, but there's been efforts to streamline that with motor voter registration, for example. How hard can it be to get out and vote? The polls are open from 6 in the morning until 9 at night. What are some of those hurdles that day? What's the burden?
Right. That's where a big barrier appears to be psychological, cultural, just kind of how involved in society and in the life of your neighborhood or city you appear to be in general. People who are poor, people in communities of color, are more likely to believe that their vote doesn't matter, just as they're more likely to believe and be told in various ways that their voice doesn't matter. Or they've never developed that habit of participation in all sorts of things. They think that this whole process is for somebody else. At Make the Road New York, an activist group that works in Brooklyn and Queens in some neighborhoods with really low voting turnout, Executive Director Anna Maria Archila says people almost need to be invited to vote. And so that organization launched a campaign this weekend where they're doing just that. Neighbors are knocking on neighbors' doors and saying, look, we're the people who get to decide what happens in our community. We've got the power if we use it. Archila says that sort of person-to-person outreach is what really counts.
We'll see what happens next week. You can read more about voter participation and efforts to increase it at itsafreecountry.org. Eileen Markey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.